This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We heard Sully yesterday, and just for the lay of the land, remember, we're working off of this baseline.
He'll be week to week with an upper body injury.
Gino. Yeah, that's what Sully says. So he'll be week to week with an upper body injury. The Penguins have an enormous game tonight in terms of how regular season hockey goes down in Carolina, and they start a four-game road swing. Carolina, Nashville, Dallas, and the Rangers. I implore, that'd be the right word here, Mike Sullivan to do something. Stick-to-itiveness. He's used that word before, Jim, right? Stick-to-itiveness.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he has. Well, there's some stick-to-itiveness with him that needs to be applied with the way he runs his lines out there. In so much as this, let Teddy Bluger make some mistakes. Stick with the Rust, Bluger, Kessel second line. McCann, Sid, and Gensel in the first line, of course. Simone, Bjugstad, and Hornquist the third line. Matt Cullen is a fourth line guy. Don't start jockeying, moving, pushing around lines. Give Matt Cullen second line minutes that he shouldn't have. Let Teddy Bluger make some mistakes. While Gino is out, let that second line be the second line. And I know this is atypical Mike Sullivan, but just let it all happen even through some mistakes.
Well, and moreover, don't be tempted to break up that top line, because that might be part of the temptation too, is McCann is playing is so well that you think, well, maybe I can. He can play second line center, right? A kid's a center. He can do that. No. Keep the top line together. I think I saw they've scored something like 70% of the team's goals over the last 3 weeks. Keep the top line together. That's where this all starts. Then keep everything as close to status quo as possible so that when Malkin is healthy, it's real simple to just plug him back into his spot. That means Teddy Bluger plays second line center. And as you pointed out, Matt Cullen or anybody else on the fourth line isn't getting overextended by having to push up into the second line.
Jim, Mike Sullivan has very few flaws, if any, really. But one of them, I think, is sometimes not riding things out all the way, an inability to let things play out, and he just shifts stuff way too quickly. I don't want to see that through this four-game stretch. Now, if Teddy Bluger goes out there and screws up and it leads to a breakaway three different times, okay, go ahead and change it up. But let's let Teddy Bluger get a balance of the minutes and not be quick to give Matt Cullen too many minutes. I need to see that this
week. Well, no, that's not going to happen. Cullen's going to stay at fourth line
center. I would hope.
The only thing that could happen is what Chris mentioned, where you put McCann back at center. Then you would move Rust up to replace him on the top line.
Or he busts up the Bjugstad line.
But then you'd have to move somebody else in. And I just think this is the most seamless transition. You've got that first group, which is working very well together, McCann with the other two guys. And then Russ just got back into the lineup.
Yes.
And they were the line that scored the only goal.
Right.
And give Bluger a chance to play where he is used to playing center. You know, and it just seems to make the most sense.
Then there's a pushing it forward quotient, Chris. Whenever Evgeny Malkin is ready to come back, that makes so much sense. And what is that you piecemeal in?
It's real simple. You take Teddy Bluger, you put him back on your fourth line, and Gino's your second line center again.
And Blandese goes somewhere
else. Yeah,
yes.
To the press box or Wilkes-Barre or whatever.
Well,
the point is you disrupt as little as possible, because this team, regardless of what you want to take out of the weekend, this team is still playing well, and this team is still in a really good spot, and you're headed out onto the road with 9 games left, right? You got 9 games left to find some chemistry with your three top units, well, all four lines, really, headed into the playoffs. And Mike Sullivan has talked about that before. We've talked about it. You want to find some chemistry with your lines going into the playoffs. Keep everybody where they are. Bluger for Gino until Gino is healthy, and then Gino slots right back in.
And then I would slide Dominic Simone down, and I'd put Bluger in for him.
In the third line with Bjugstad and Hornquist.
And get more minutes. And then when Aston Reese comes back, then all of a sudden, now we're talking.
Yes.
Because you can put him back with Malkin and Kessel, and then Rust all of a sudden becomes that. I love him as a wild card, that you can play him on a third line, and yet, I don't know, if for some reason you're not happy with, and I know because Sully loves to do this, like you mentioned, if Jared McCann's kind of having a bad day, hey, Rusty, you go up there with Gensel and Crosby.
But that's what this all comes back to, is Mike Sullivan needing to resist the temptation to tinker with
things
on this road
trip. Don't we talk about
Jim
Rutherford all the time and his inability at the trade deadline to just sit on his hands, right? Well, it's not a bad thing. He's a general manager that's a maverick, a guy that's done that throughout the course of his career.
He likes to tinker with things and try and find the perfect mix.
Mike Sullivan is right there with his inability to sit still.
Well, you know what's weird? Here's something that's weird, though, that just occurred to me. He talks often about, like, I don't know, people will get frustrated with the power play and the guys trying to do too much because they have all this skill. And he says, you know, we need to let our skill players, you know, we don't want to try to harness them too much. We need to give them some leeway, some creativity. So why doesn't he do that with some of the other guys?
Well, he will with his Sean Rodriguez, who is Simone, that'll end up in the top six again. I mean, it's true. Dominic Simone
will
end up.
One hell of a comparison to Simone to S-Rod.
If somehow Simone ends up in the top six,
You mark my words, between now and the end of the regular season, Dominic Simone will be in the top six again. He is his Sean Rodriguez. If not, what he'll really be is his Sean Rodriguez. He'll wait till the playoffs and start him at first base, which is the left wing on the second line. You watch. It will happen, Jim. He is his S-Rod.
Jim's face is just slowly recognizing that, yes, that's a distinct possibility.
Yeah, we want our best defensive lineup in there while Schwarber's in there hitting home runs and playing left field.
It is a fact. But doesn't this get back to, I think the Penguins are best right now, and we're not the coach, quite obviously, but we think the Penguins are best now, just letting it ride out.
Yes. Over the last, 10 to 12 games, it's pretty much been the same formula. Again, stay with it as much as possible and just be ready to ride out the absence of Gino and just plug him right back in when he's good to go.
It's going to be incredible to watch the jockeying and the line jockeying, the roster jockeying. Let's talk about these next four games coming up next. Starts tonight. What a time to be a Penguins fan, I'll tell you that much.
How about that story on Channel 2 right now? Rivers State accepted more sports bets than any other casino in the state last month. $8.1 million.
That's crazy considering people just started sports betting whenever it became legal in Pittsburgh.
Yes. That's the moment people started betting. Absolutely nuts.
Nobody had ever been an illegal wager placed anywhere. It's crazy that people in Bloomfield were like, wait a minute.
Bet on a game?
I know. How do you learn how to do this?
Wait, so one team gets a certain number of points taken away, and the other team gets those points.
So plus eight means if they win by eight, and then if I want the Steelers and they lose, this is neat stuff.
But wait, I got to put 150 down to win 100. How's that, huh?
So we'll be there. 412-928-9370. All right, four games. Penguins at Carolina, at Nashville, at Dallas, at the Rangers. Here's a question you always have to ask, right?
Yep.
When you go on the road or whenever, it's this time of year, does Matt Murray play all four?
Yes. Yes,
we almost forgot about that, right?
No, he has to. He plays all four, I think. Unless here's the only way he doesn't play all four.
He gets bombed?
No. If he gets bombed, I put him right back in to bounce back. If they win the first three, so they win tonight in Carolina and then Nashville Thursday, Dallas Saturday, and you go to New York with a little bit of you got nothing to lose, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Then I go DeSmith on Monday night against the Rangers.
Fair point. I do like that wraparound game on a Monday night, too. And then you can head home knowing you've already got three out of four in the bag.
And if they, in all honesty, if you look at the standings the way they're set up right now, if they get 6 points on this four-game trip, they're not going to have a playoff spot in the bag. It won't officially be clinched, but they'll be about as close as you can get with a week and a half left in the season to having a playoff spot clinched without mathematically having it clinched.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.